Box office, Bad Boys number 1 for third straight week. By Breitbart News on February 3, 2020. Los Angeles, AP, Bad Boys of Life went for a three-peat at the box office during Super Bowl weekend. The Sony Pictures film starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence brought in $17.6 million to claim the number one spot for the third straight week. The studio said the third installment became the highest-grossing film in the franchise with $148 million, eclipsing Bad Boys 2. The earning for Bad Boys is the best box office turnout compared to other number one titles. Glass, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle and Split. During the NFL Championship weekend over the past 4 years. Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore, said box office numbers are typically lower during football's championship weekend. But he said Hollywood is banking on Super Bowl commercials of films to help boost numbers moving forward. It's a longer-term benefit for Hollywood to have trailers presented to a massive worldwide audience, Dergrabedian said. Studios bet big during the telecast by dropping trailers, which they're doing for the first time. They are hoping to build media buzz and get people talking. The World War I tale 1917 notched second as the film continues to build momentum as an Oscars contender. It has been an impressive feat for the Sam Mendes-directed war movie after going from 11 screens in its first week to nearly 4,000. Each week, 1917 has been holding on strong since receiving 10 Oscar nominations including Best Picture. Dergrabedian called the war film's surge a dream scenario. "It's a winner all day long," he said. "It's had this picture-perfect platform release on its road to the Oscar telecast. It was a bumpy start for newcomers Gretel and Hansel and the Rhythm Section, which barely cracked the top 10. After Doolittle placed third, the reimagined ancient fairy tale Gretel and Hansel opened at number 4 with $6.1 million, but received mixed reviews including a C from CinemaScore. The Rhythm Section, an action drama starring Blake Lively, pulled in $2.8 million, barely notched Knives Out. It does get increasingly difficult for films that don't overperform on Super Bowl weekend to build any head of steam going forward, Dergrabedian said. Particularly if they don't have good reviews. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. 1. Bad Boys for Life, $17.6 million, $30.8 million international. 2. 1917, $9.6 million, $20.9 million international. 3. Doolittle, $7.7 million, $17.7 million international. 4. Gretel and Hansel, $6.1 million, $1.4 million international. 5. The Gentlemen, $6.01 million, $3.9 million international. 6. Jumanji, The Next Level, $6 million, $5.3 million international. 7. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, $3.1 million, $3.2 million international. 8. The Turning, $3.05 million, $1 million international. 9. Little Women, $3.01 million, $7.5 million international. 10. The Rhythm Section, $2.8 million.